Good morning and welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Jill Barker, Assistant Superintendent and host for the Haywood County Schools Report. Today, I'm honored to have Jill Chambers, Principal of Riverbend Elementary, in to talk with us. So proud of Ms. Chambers. She is Haywood County's Principal of the Year, and she's also President of our Principals Association in Haywood County, NCPAPA. So good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
So I'm Jill, she's Jill. We get confused a lot.
Right.
We have another principal named Jill, so there are actually three Jill principals. But again, this is Jill Chambers, and we're proud of her accomplishments. So tell us about being Principal of the Year and President NCPAPA and all these things.
Okay, well, just to backtrack a little bit on my career, I've been in education for 28 years.
Whoa.
And yes, a long time.
We're not that old.
And it just like flew by. So here I am. I'm a little bit shy of this honor, but with my age and experience and just being in education, I've realized that it's a nice place to be, for my voice to be heard, for concerns. Mm-hmm. I have grandbabies that will be coming into Haywood County Schools, so I've been placed in a position with this honor to just plant some seeds of thought along the way and along this process that might help our great system get even better.
I love that.
So I was in the classroom, the elementary level. I started out in a first-second combination at Jonathan Valley Elementary. That year I actually got pregnant with my third child. He is now a teacher at Tuscola, so time has just flown by.
Oh, my goodness.
From there, I went to Clyde Elementary. I taught fourth and fifth grade. I did that for 10 years, and I became a lead teacher for about 10 years. Then I transitioned into administration. I went to Emma Elementary in Buncombe. I loved being at the school, very diverse school. I learned so much there. However, I also learned that I love being in my hometown. I love being in Haywood County. I love the size of our system, so I came back. And then was just honored and blessed to, I always say my ship came in when I got Riverbend Elementary, and it has been the highlight of my career and in my life. And Dr. Nolte once said that as teachers, it's our profession, and we profess that that's our life work, and I honestly believe that, and it's my life's work, and I love being there. So I could go on and on about being an educator. Both my mom and dad, they retired from Haywood County Schools.
Tell me who your parents are.
Oh, Jim and Patty Shandipal. Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad. They may be the only ones listening to this podcast, but we have two listeners.
No.
They'll be listening. And then I was a graduate of Tuscola High School. I married a graduate of Tuscola High School. All of my children went through Haywood County Schools. All of them graduated from college. And it's just been a great system. And I've had a great life. No complaints.
Well, we're glad to have you in Haywood County. I know that as principals, when I was principal, Jill and I worked together a lot. And she's a go-to for me. And she's got a wealth of resource. And as a lead teacher, she's a great curriculum leader. So we love having her and her expertise, and I know she's been very, very helpful to me many, many times. I appreciate that. But now here you have this honor of Principal of the Year and also President NCPAPA. Tell us about what being Principal of the Year means to you, and then also want you to talk to the listeners a little bit about what is NCPAPA? What is that?
Okay, so Principal of the Year, first of all, it's an honor. We have great principals in Haywood County, so it's an honor when your peers give you such a pat on the back and they actually trust you with the responsibility of being Principal of the Year. One of the greatest things about being Principal of the Year is that I got to be a part of the process of selecting the Teacher of the Year. And through that process, you get to go to every school in Haywood County. You get to see, actually, it was just therapeutic to me to walk into every school, all of these classrooms, to see these great teachers. It gave me a lot of hope. And just see the outstanding jobs. Sometimes we get bogged down in what might be in the media or a negative vibe just around education altogether. But when during this experience, I saw the best of the best, and it was awesome. So that was been one of the highlights of my career. So the next step, I guess, will be submitting an application for a region as Principal of the Year, but that's a huge reflective process, and it makes you walk through your standards as a principal, consider your own practice. So you do a lot of writing, a lot of reflecting, and that then grows you. And it made me, you know, look at my leadership and say, how could I get better? How do I go forward? So that's been exciting. As PAPA, so this all came together at one time. So our principal and assistant principals association is just our group of principal assistant principals that we get together. We advocate for ourselves. We advocate for our kids. We meet with our superintendents. Mm-hmm.
And you're affiliated with a state organization.
And we're affiliated with a state organization. So the whole goal is to improve education in the public realm for North Carolina and for our district. And it's a so we get together and we brainstorm on ways to improve our practice, the needs that we have. We take those to the superintendent. He listens to us. And so the nicest thing about this year is that I get to have influence with a new superintendent, you know, that I get to just sit there and share the thoughts of these principals. And at this point in time, I'm becoming a mentor principal. So we've got some young, dynamic principals that have been placed, and I'm excited about teaching them, just passing the baton. You know, I don't have very many years left in the profession that I'll stay full time, but while I'm here, I want to share all the secrets that I've learned.
You're doing a great job with that, too. So, again, we're so proud of you and all your accomplishments. Being a part of NC PAPA, I am a firm believer in that organization and the support at the state level. They provide principals and advocate for that role. Tell us, like, some of the issues that you see that you feel like are facing principals in schools in general.
We've had lots of conversations, and of course, when you talk about funding, when you talk about money, some people shut down on that because money isn't always the answer. However, we do have to advocate for our public schools. I'm all about school choice and opportunities for people as long as the funding's not taken out of the public school, because we believe in our hearts here that every child should have the best education, regardless of their socioeconomic status, that they should be given the best teachers in the world. And in order to do that, you can't have your funds cut, and have to do with less every year. So we need to have funding for great teachers. We have to have funding for mental health. And then that takes me to the next thing that we're really concerned about and want to advocate for our students, is the mental wellness of our boys and girls.
Absolutely.
And we truly are in a new day and age, I think, with two things. One, of course, is technology, because we're dealing with social media concerns. I know you're working on that.
Absolutely.
A whole new level. You know, we can't relate to it when we were young because it's changed so quickly.
Right.
So we've got social media concerns, and also just the, and that includes the mental wellness of our children. There is an opioid epidemic. We are seeing children come into the school system that were born addicted to drugs. We don't necessarily have the research that shows us the way. We consider, you know, we know that they've suffered trauma already before we meet them.
Yes.
And so we've got to figure out how to educate ourselves. We may even have to do the action research because we're in it. Like you hear them say, working on the plane as it's in the air. I kind of feel like that's how we are with this situation.
Yeah, and those are two big issues that we spend a lot of time on and we'll keep addressing, and I'm glad you're leading our group and we appreciate all your input. Okay, we don't have much time left, but I got two important things to ask you. Brag on Riverbend Elementary and your people and your students.
Oh, wow.
And then I want you to tell me how you want to be remembered there. So brag on at Riverbend.
Okay, well, like I said earlier, I felt like my ship came in when I got Riverbend because of the awesome community. We call it the Riverbend bubble. I feel like we're a little bit back in time with some of the issues that the rest of the world is facing. We've got when we have a music program or any type of program, we have generations show up. So we still have a family connection in the area. Oh. We are still trusted as professionals. And when our parents come to us, they're so respectful and so kind. They're so hopeful for their children. And our community has a lot of grit. And so that grit pays off because those kids are willing to work hard. They've got their parents encouraging them to work hard. So it's the best place ever. So I feel like my job is to make sure they have the best teachers ever. And that by the time that they leave Riverbend, that they have a solid foundation, that they're successful, that they're confident.
And they have. Riverbend's a Blue Ribbon school twice.
Yes. You know, I was looking through some photos, and I was of the middle school and the high school. I was like, there's our kids. They're doing great. They're thriving. So it's wonderful.
Well, I'm proud of you. Okay, we've got in 10 seconds. Tell me how you want to be remembered.
I want to be remembered as kind, fair, but I'm expecting a lot of each and every kid because I want every child to succeed at our school. So I guess that's it. Kind, fair, and high expectations for all.
Okay. You've done all those things. I'm so proud of you, and I'm so proud of Riverbend and the kids and the teachers and the community. So thank you for coming. This is Jill Barker.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day, Haywood County.
Bye-bye.